Welcome to Habits Matter, where we explore the science and secrets behind the habits that shape our lives. I, Ashima Vich, on behalf of APS Mamoon, welcome you all to our podcast, Words Birds, and we are diving into the power of habits. What are habits and why do they matter? Habits are the small decisions you make and actions you perform every day. They are the routines and behaviors that are so ingrained in your daily life that you often don't even realize you are doing them. Whether it's the way you brush your teeth in the morning or the route you take to the work, habits play a significant role in shaping who we are and what we achieve. But why are habits so powerful? To understand, let's delve into the science behind habits. Habits are formed through a process in the brain called chunking. This process allows the brain to convert a sequence of actions into an automatic routine, which frees up space in the brain for other tasks. At the core of every habit is a neurological loop consisting of three parts: the cue, the routine, and the reward. The cue triggers the brain to go into automatic mode and tell your brain which habit to use. The routine is the behavior itself, which can be physical, mental, or emotional. Finally, there's a reward, which helps your brain figure out if this particular loop is worth remembering for the future. So, how can we use this knowledge to our advantage? Only by understanding how habits are formed. We can learn to create new, positive habits and break old and negative ones. One effective strategy is called habit stacking, which involves linking a new habit to an existing one. For example, if you want to start a daily meditation practice, you could stack it onto your existing habit of making coffee in the morning. Another powerful tool for habit change is understanding the concept of keystone habits. These are small changes or habits that have a ripple effect, leading to the adoption of other positive habits. For example, studies have shown that people who start exercising regularly often end up making other positive changes in their lives, such as eating healthier, being more productive at work, etc. However, breaking bad habits can be just as important as forming good ones. One effective strategy for breaking bad habits is to identify the underlying cause or trigger. By understanding what prompts a habit, you can develop strategies to avoid or replace the routine with a healthier behavior. So, whether you are looking to adopt new positive habits or break old or negative ones, understanding the science behind habits is a key. By leveraging the power of habits, you can transform your life in ways you never thought possible. I'll end up saying, successful people are simply those with successful habits. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Nitika Gupta, and I am here to recite a wonderful poem on the force of habit. A little child who had desired to go and see the park guns fired was taken by his mate that way upon the next rejoicing day. Soon as the unexpected stroke upon his tender organs broke, confused and stunned at the report, he to her arms fled for support and begged to be conveyed at once. Out of the noise of those great guns, those naughty guns whose only sound would kill without a wound, so much of horror and offense the shock had given his infant sense. Yet, this was he in after days, who filled the world with martial praise. When from the English quarter deck, his sturdy courage swayed the wreck of hostile fleets, disturbed no more by all that vast conflicting roar that sky and sea did seem to tear when vessels whole blew up in the air, than at the smallest breath that heaves when zephyr hardly stirs the leaves. Thank you so much.
Namaskar, I, Shekhar Sharma, welcome you all in the book review section of our podcast. And today I'm going to review this book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. James Clear offers a workable manual for ending bad habits and creating healthy habits. Given the booming market and advice relating to business and individual habits, it's hard to give name one advice guru who stands atop the heap. But James Clear is a worthy candidate. His advice is simple and clear. This is a manual, a practical guide. He embraces a methodical system designed to overcome how today's media-rich world has shortened the human attention span and left you prey to your own spurious impulses. You may find a zen calm by following Clear's counsel. He advises living a more conscious way of replacing your less than helpful habits with those that nourishes your life. James Clear points out that frequent repetition automates behaviors, turning them into habits. The author argues that most people try to change their habits by listing what they want. This alternative to this practice centers on who a person wants to become through creating identity-based habits. Your identity emerges out of your habits. Every action is a vote for the type of person you want to be. Clear maintains that daily routine represents an individual identity. He reminds you that the quest to change revolves around who you wish to be. Making small changes help you to achieve that identity. When you encounter a situation, your brain determines how to react. Clear says that when it decides to enact the same behavior repeatedly, the behavior becomes a standard solution in that situation, a habit. Habitual automated performance decreases your stress and cognitive load. To eliminate a bad habit, Clear instructs, remove the cues that trigger it. He explains, it's easier to avoid temptation than resist it. Clear details how, when you experience pleasure, your brain's reward system releases dopamine. This makes you likely to repeat rewarding experience. But Clear revealed that, when you merely plan to repeat a pleasant action, you get a dopamine hit. Than even before you start. Thus, the expectation itself becomes rewarding. That's why author asserts it is easier to form a habit when it's attractive. At last, Clear says that every behavior requires mastery exercised in small, continuous steps until the activity turns into a good habit. This is bedrock Clear. Over time, good habits become mindless, everyday practices. Thanks.